Dear students, today we are going to discuss chapter 6 of our civics book. The title of the chapter is Understanding Media. Media is everything that we see, hear, and read in our day-to-day lives. Every program we see on TV to any event in our city. Media is the plural of medium, which means a way, and media in the modern sense of the word means ways of communication. Modern media such as TV, radio, newspaper, and the internet reach millions of people all over the world, so the common term used for them is mass media. We have already discussed that media refers to all means of communication. Life without media is difficult. Cable TV and the internet are recent phenomena. Both print media and electronic media have played an important role in social change. Changing technology or machines help media to reach more and more people. Television has enabled us to think of ourselves as members of the global people. It is the responsibility of the media to present a fair and balanced report. Media is far from being independent. This is quite true. This is because of the control of the government, our media called censoring, and because big business houses control the media as well. Children, an independent media means that no one should control and influence its coverage and news. Well, now we are going to discuss media and money. The different technologies that mass media use are very, very expensive, we know. In a news studio, it is not only the newsreader who reads to be paid, but also a number of other people who help put the broadcast together. A lot of money is spent on getting the latest technology as well. To meet this cost, it needs money. Now, we are going to discuss another term, media and democracy. It means, what is the relation between media and democracy? Media plays a very important role in providing news and discussing events taking place in the country and in the world. New stories of media inform people about important events in the country, some important ways in which people can take about important events in the country are organizing public protests, starting a signature campaign, etc. And for your reference, some glossary items have been given here. Okay, you should go through it for the better understanding of the chapter.